I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Good to have you with us. Tomorrow, as you know, is a big day for Britain. Voters will decide whether or not to leave the European Union. A so-called Brexit would have huge implications, especially when it comes to borders. In a few minutes, we'll zero in on one of those borders, the one between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. But there are some things a Brexit won't change, at least not immediately. The long line of migrants trying to get into Europe. It's a question the whole continent is wrestling with. How many new foreign arrivals is too many? James Traub of Foreign Policy Magazine has been wondering if Europe could learn from the United States on this, so we called him up. James, the U.S. may be in the midst of a 40-year low for illegal border crossings, but Washington's also deporting a record number of people, especially women and children asylum seekers from Central America. What can the U.S. show Europe right now?
Well, Marco, by saying that, you've pointed to exactly the dilemma, which is obviously the Obama administration is on the liberal side of these questions and left to its own devices wouldn't be doing that. It's doing it because it recognizes that public opinion right now is so hostile to the traditional American willingness to take both refugees and migrants that in order to be able to in effect placate people, to create the political space to do the right thing, which means taking Syrian refugees and means taking migrants who strengthen America, the administration needs to show that it gets it about people's fear on issues of border enforcement. So it has tried to forge a deal in which it says, okay, we'll increase border enforcement in order to get public approval to do other things. The kind of unfortunate bottom line of this so far is that it hasn't succeeded. And so in my article, I say Europe needs to make a similar kind of transaction with its own public. So I can't really say, look, in the United States, it's worked.
So the transaction in Europe with Europeans and European governments has to say what? That we are concerned for your security?
Well, so if you look at the deal that the EU struck with Turkey on the refugees, which has been widely denounced by advocacy groups for details I won't go into, but let's say more broadly, because the view is Europe is protecting itself from refugees at the expense of these refugees who won't be able to come into Europe. They'll be stuck in Turkey. Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, who really forged this deal, understood that there was a crisis of political leadership going on in Europe. She had very bravely said Germany will take 1 million refugees, which it did. But that caused German publics to react, and maybe just as seriously, it didn't encourage other European leaders who didn't have the courage to maybe defy their own publics.
I mean, one of the things that you see are the big problems in kind of distinguishing between migrants and refugees. Why is that important?
Well, okay, it's terribly important for the following reason. Refugees are people whose status is covered by treaties and international law. They are, if you are deemed a refugee, you have a right under international law to be given asylum. Migrants are people whose states agree to take because they think it's in their own interest. So they're two completely different categories. The problem is that the world doesn't divide into two parts that way. So think about the situation of someone who comes from, let's say, the Congo. Now, that person may not be escaping because of what refugee law calls a well-founded fear of persecution. But he lives in a country that is utterly chaotic and violent. He has no prospects for the future, and so desperately he leaves. Well, what is he? Is he a refugee? Well, probably not. Is he a migrant in the sense of an economic migrant? Well, not exactly that either. I don't think people have categorically faced this problem because if all those people are judged refugees, well, then doesn't that mean that millions, maybe even tens of millions of people who come from dysfunctional countries in Africa and elsewhere will say, I can leave because Europe and others will have to take me? That's a terrible problem.
Journalist and author James Traub, thank you very much.
Well, Marco, thank you.